Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Vice Regents. Hi, and welcome to Preaching Points, the podcast of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. Glad you could join us. Now, did you know that you are a little king? Or as our guest today, Nathan Wright, puts it, we're vice regents in God's kingdom. Today, Jeff Arthurs interviews Nathan, a recent PhD and preaching graduate, as we continue with the third episode in our four-part series of conversations Jeff had with his students about the dissertation that completed their doctoral work.
Welcome to Preaching Points, my friend, my former student, Dr. Reverend Nathan Wright. How are you doing, Nathan?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live? Where are you ministering?
Yeah, thanks. I and my family live not far from Durham, North Carolina. So we're a stone's throw from Duke University. I am active at All Saints Anglican Church, an Anglican parish right near Duke. I mentor new preachers there in the church, divinity students. I also work in the diocese, which is the Diocese of Christ Our Hope, the Anglican diocese that stretches up the east coast of the United States with new preachers and also pastoring preachers, mentoring and coaching them. I've taught a little at Gordon-Conwell in Charlotte, preaching there, and also am now, because of the web, I'm able to mentor and coach preachers all over the place. So I'm excited.
Yes, Nathan is a man of many talents, and we're recording this during COVID lockdown, so he's got time on his hands, don't we all? And so Nathan has constructed a barn. How's the barn coming?
The barn's great. It's a rainy day today, so I'm not out painting it. But thank you for asking. It's doing really well. Yeah,
you're painting, so you're almost done.
That's right, yeah.
What's the title of your dissertation?
Yeah, my dissertation is entitled The Viceregal Homiletic, An Appropriation of G.K. Beale's Christian Vice Regency for Theological Consideration of Christian Preaching.
Oh, my word.
The end.
The end. That kind of used up your whole word count, I think. What does it mean? Can you explain it?
Yeah, so Scripture talks about Jesus as the second Adam having authority over the whole earth. And because of his death, resurrection, ascension, and outpouring of the Spirit, he shares that authority and that responsibility with the church that we now share in his worldwide mission to go into all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey him. So in that sense, we're like little kings under God, the big king, just like Adam was a little king under God, the big king. And the word for that is vice regency. Christian life and Christian ministry can be described as a kind of vice regency because we take...
So like a viceroy or a vice principal of a
exactly,
school?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we have a task, but we're also accountable to God. And G.K. Beale is a scholar who has described Christian life and ministry in those terms. And so my dissertation just particularizes, develops that to describe preaching that way.
All right. So what did you learn that has seeped its way into the actual practice of ministry?
Yeah. So my thesis is really talking about the role of the preacher in the grand story of God's redemption of all things in Jesus. And just to practically, it's really important for us as pastors to understand that, yeah, we're doing these very specific, sometimes dry steps of building sermons and trying to deliver sermons. And in those, we do need to do the tasks. But sometimes we just need to remember who we are, that God has redeemed us, he has specifically called us, and that we are part of Jesus renewing all things to be submitted back to God. We are evangelizing, we are discipling, and we're part of that greater mission. That fuels me as I preach, but also as I teach others to preach, that we're part of this.
That's very powerful that God is renewing all things and we are vice regents. We play a role with our words and our witness, our character representing him.
Yeah. By grace, God does include us in that. That's part of what it means to be a Christian. And particularly when we're speaking, that's part of what is happening there.
Excellent. So preachers, remember that God is renewing all things and you have a role to play by God's grace, by his commissioning in renewing all things in Christ. Nathan, thank you very much. Any final words for fellow preachers and pilgrims on this road?
We're all in this together. Don't forget to talk to one another. Jeff's here. You're listening to Preaching Points. I'm happy to help you. Reach out, find me online. But we're in this together. We're called not just as individual preachers, but together. So just bear that
Excellent.
In mind.
Thank you, Nathan Wright. And I will see you when I see you.
Yeah, I hope you were encouraged by today's Preaching Point. God is renewing all things, and preachers have a role to play by God's grace in renewal. Jeff Arthur is talking with Nathan Wright in this edition of Preaching Points. And we're glad you could join us for Preaching Points, a product of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. If you've ever considered furthering your education in preaching, check out our Doctor of Ministry program or our modular, flexible THM in Preaching program. We'd love to hear from you. Online, we're at gcts.edu.